And in my enthusiasm to appreciate them, I forgot to appreciate the fact that we can hear them so well. Thank you, Keith Taylor, in the sound booth. And that Fred brings the live stream out there to everyone out there in cyberland so that they can participate and be part of it. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Mary, for letting me know. Thank you, Reverend Lori, for bringing in the geranium. I do hear it takes a little while sometimes for it to filter through.
Begonia.
Begonia. But you know, here's the thing. When we appreciate and value each other and the things that we receive from each other, our life is prospered, is it not?
Yes.
So it's worth taking the minute and saying, oh yes, and there's more. Who else can I thank? Who else can I value? Who else can I appreciate? Well, let me just add one more in. Thank you for choosing to spend this little bit of time here with us, online and in the room. Awesome. So, one more. Some of us are familiar with this beautiful gift that we receive periodically, and I held it back because it's just so important to acknowledge and appreciate the dads in the room, the fathers. Do we have any dads in the room? Fathers? My dad was Pop. Papa, Pops, all of these wonderful beings, and Valerie Slater has again gifted us with, oh, Ed, too, gifted us with her creativity and her willingness to share her talent and her time and her treasure. And so if you didn't receive one, please do pick up a rock, and I bet she won't mind if some of the ladies get one as well. So it is a beautiful Father's Day gift for you. So again... that thing of acknowledging and appreciating and valuing what we find important to us. Let's give a little shout out to all of the dads that are out there, the ones by birth, the ones by appointment, the ones who have cared for us, inspired us, and loved us, and been loved by us. So whether it's an I love you, Dad, I'm thinking of you, Earl, my pop, thank you. Thank you, Pop. Let's just give a shout out to all of them out there in the world that have blessed us. Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Then, well, the thing is that in some way, great or small, for some amount of time, long or short, we have been prospered by others. Whether it was a father, a mother, a teacher, a friend, a loved one, a child, we have all been in the presence of someone who brings out the best in us. Someone who inspires us to be the person we want to be more than just the person we can be. So I've shared this Father's Day gift before, and it's worth doing again. This is just a little card. You can pick it up on the back table if you so choose. And I'm doing it again because it's just a reminder during this time to value what we value. And so this little card says, what makes today special? You do. You are the most wonderful, creative, magnificent person alive. I gotta talk this to my husband, the father of my kids. Huh. It is your uniqueness that matters, that makes this world a special place to live. The sun rises over your head. The earth kisses your feet. I see only love, light, and joy as your being, and honor your presence here on earth. Happy Father's Day. Happy day to all of us that we can acknowledge and appreciate and value who is bringing out the best in us and all of the ways in which they do that. And you know, with my dad, I've often shared with you how I felt like not knowing my dad as well as I could have was a bit of a failure on my part. And well, that might have included a little bit of guilt too, but what that awareness did was it prompted me to know my mom in a greater way. It prompted me to get to know her and get to know others below the surface, beyond the surface. And I have related about this for years, about how that inspiration has led me to both know myself and let myself be known in a greater way. And admittedly, that is still a challenge. And I think it is for a lot of us to let ourselves be known. Somehow it seems easier to be curious and inquire about another than it is to disclose myself. And yet to truly prosper, that is what we are called to do. To be enriched and blessed in knowing ourselves and each other. For that is the way that I believe we know and we interact with spirit. In The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes defines prosperity as the outpicturing of substance, spirit, in our affairs. Life is ever giving of itself. We must receive, utilize, and extend the gift. And law is mind in action. And there is no limit to the law, but there appears to be a limit to man's understanding of it. So today, while I don't really believe that we can break a law so much as misuse it, I want to take a look at those ways that we are prospered and how it's showing up for us. Now, a couple weeks ago, I gave y'all a little book. Is it Dusty? Have you remembered about it? Have you utilized the blank pages to discover, appreciate, acknowledge the joys and the good in your life? Have you allowed yourself space to inquire into any sorrow or sadness, any discontent? Have you allowed yourself the inquiry, the words, the confessions, the inspirations, the doodles, the sketches, the portraits? For these are the very ways that we receive and utilize the gifts that are given to us, the gifts of spirit in our life. So, once again, I'm offering, if you didn't pick one up yet and you want one, they're at the back of the room. If you're still waiting for one to come in the mail, just let me know and I will pop it out to you. One thing that I'm using mine for is to observe what is prospering me. That's my question that's upon my heart right now. How is this experience prospering me? How is it lifting me up? How is it inspiring me? How is it raising up the vibration of my life? How is it raising up my thinking from maybe negative thinking to possibility thinking? Maybe doubt and confusion to acceptance and even hope. So a good question, if you're wondering how to use your book, is how is this experience prospering me? And if it appears that it is not, am I willing to ask, is this about me? Because it usually is. And then what? Because knowing the connection with spirit can never be broken, but it can be denied. Let me just reiterate that. The connection with spirit cannot be broken, but it can be denied. And who would it be denied by? Would it be denied by spirit? No. It would only be denied by me. So why would I deny that connection? That's an inquiry of the heart. That's something to use my prayer chair for, to use my journal for, to let myself delve into and inquire into so that I can be prospered in that inquiry, so that I can be lifted up. We learn over time to accept boundaries, to accept rules, to accept laws for living, and they get put in place mostly to maintain order. It's not a bad thing. And to protect our beliefs and our attitudes and our decisions that we are living by. But all of these ideas, even the best of them, cannot be held in place and limited to one expression and one experience. It's actually when we break them open, when we explore them, when we inquire into them, that we get to continue to receive good from them. Maybe you've noticed that when you outgrow an idea, you aren't left with nothing. Anybody ever outgrow an idea? Yes, we all have. We've all outgrown an idea. But what happened is a greater idea was upon us. an uplifted idea, an expansion of that original idea. Even if you have not written them down in your book of prosperity, those ideas, certain ones, have stayed with you. I remember one, and I've shared about it before, and I'll continue to share about it because it was such a profound moment driving in the car with our teenage son, teenager at the time, and, you know, I'm giving my mommy advice. And he says to me, he says, "Mom, my happy doesn't look like your happy." What? You know, the ground did tremble, the angels did sing, the heavens did open up, and I said, "Whoa, seriously?" And it changed my life. And I went from this idea of my idea of happy, and that I wanted everybody to know about my idea of happy because it was so great, it worked so well for me. And then my son lets me know, "Mom, my happy doesn't look like you're happy. I'm happy with my happy, Mom." And I still thank him for it. My life is richly blessed, abundantly prospered. My relationship with my son is richly blessed, abundantly prospered by that experience. And because I continue to let that idea grow within me, it continues to lift up my life. Not only am I aware that my happy looks different than yours, but I'm okay with it. I also know, and I also accept, that my idea of peace and prosperity and success and love is unique to me, and yours is unique to you. We all have overlaying ideas that kind of are similar and familiar, but it's individual. How spirit moves through us is personal. So another question we might ask is more of God flowing through me? That's a great prospering question. Is more of God flowing through me, or am I dug in, putting up a block? Am I cutting off the flow of life? When we see that we might be cutting off the flow of life, there is a choice upon us. Because, you know, you notice it. And we've all been there. I notice it. I see it. I'm aware of it. I can choose to continue on, or I can choose to change direction, to make a shift. It's not always easy. Sometimes we're just willing. And the next time we're going to be able to make that change. Often what happens is we're caught up in the habitual way, the way that we know, the way that's familiar. But it is only familiar because we haven't gone the other way yet. When we want to make that shift, we want to make that change, and this way, well, you know, there's a saying about it, choose the way you know. Rather than not the way you know, that the I don't want to say it, never mind. Y'all know what I'm thinking about, don't you? I don't want to say it out loud. There's a familiarity in taking the way that we know, even though we know it doesn't serve us anymore. And that's the thing that we want to be able to pay attention to and listen to and still be able to make that shift. So I'm using that book, Spiritual Economics, this month, and I'll be carrying on with it throughout the entire time that I'm teaching class. And in this book, Eric Butterworth recounts the scenario of an employee who is protesting to his boss why someone else who's only been on the job for a very short time was promoted over him. And he complains that he had 25 years experience on the job. And the employer, that boss of his, he observed that what he actually had was 1 year's experience 25 times over. Okay, that's a distinction I'm paying attention to. Because can we relate to this? Have we taken an idea? Have we taken this wisdom, even in the science of mind? And have we taken it that first time, and instead of letting it grow, multiply over the decades that we've been in this, or the weeks or the days, or have we stuck with it exactly the same way that it came out the first time? Or are we letting it grow us? Are we repeating the same thing? Or are we growing? Are we allowing it to grow us? There is no limit to the law. That's mind in action. But there does appear to be a limit to man's understanding of it. So over and over and over again, we come to the same ideas, the same principles. How can I know the power, the presence, the authority of divine love in a greater way? That's a prospering idea. How can I know the deep abiding peace in a greater way? How can I be present to joy in a greater way? What's helpful, I find, and inspiring is the idea that we are contemplating and considering our prosperity. We are actually working mindfully and creatively with the divine flow. We hear prosperity, we hear abundance, we think finances. We think work, but it's about the flow of life that's moving through us. We're really going to dive deep into that in our class. So again, in Spiritual Economics, Eric Butterworth wrote, when you work in the right consciousness, when your work becomes organically a part of your whole self, and when you do your work out of that commitment, no matter what other people do, no matter what the compensation may be, doing it for the health of your own soul, then you open the door by which the affluence of the universe flows forth into your life. It's a beautiful realization that we are working with God for the releasing of our own inner splendor. Oh, and if some of you heard me say work and you tuned out because you don't technically work anymore, come back. This isn't about that kind of work. This is the work of being engaged in life. This is the work of allowing spirit to move through us. This is the work of allowing that principle to be revealed in a greater way. So let's think of work not as a place to make a living, but as an opportunity to make a life. I wish I had coined that phrase. I didn't, but I like it a lot. And another one. I am entrusted with the gifts of God. That's what our work is. We're entrusted with the gifts of God. Oh, what are we going to do with them, y'all? Share them? Give them? Yes. Multiply them? Yes. Yes. Let's commit, actually. Let's commit to mindfully, intentionally, creatively share the gifts that have been entrusted to us. Let's be generous with our good, for we know we cannot outgive God. We don't even really want to, do we? Instead, let's mindfully, intentionally join in the flow of God's good. To break a law of prosperity is to separate ourselves from it. And the thing itself is it, spirit. To mistakenly think that the flow is not ours, when really we have been entrusted with expressing joy and love and peace and creativity and wisdom and beauty, life. Just because the law appears broken doesn't mean it no longer exists. And what has been separated can and will be reestablished again and again and again in our own consciousness, our own awareness, every time we turn to the creative energy of our life and connect with it. So let's do that. Let's join in that creative energy. Let's turn our attention to that creative power that is flowing in and through all life, welcoming the gift to be the conduit, the vessel, and the vibrant expression of love and peace and joy and all that good God energy that is flowing through us. Ah, what a wonderful and fulfilling way to live. knowing that we are the portal through which the gift is given. We are the portal through which the gift is received. It is one and the same. And so we truly are richly blessed, abundantly prospered by our gracious acceptance, our generous sharing of the gifts given to us. Let's let them flow. Let's let the love flow in. Let it flow out with generous, generous hearts. Let's express our gratitude together by saying, "And so it is." Thank you, everyone. We're bringing back our band.